Hollow Ground by P.O. 13, read by Bria 314. Fandom, Yuri on Ice, Parinkatsky Yuri, Viktor Nikiforov. Rating, teen and up audiences, no archive warnings apply. Chapter 1. ISU Regulations. Regulations for competitions in single and pair skating and ice dance. Subsection A, General, Rule 338, Damons. 1. Damons are not permitted onto the ice surface whilst the skater is actively competing. 2. Damons may rejoin their skater once the skater has completed their program/dance. ISU Regulations, Regulations for Competitions in Single and Pair Skating and Ice Dance. Subsection A. General. Rule 342. Required Rinks. 1. If possible, a designated space for damons shall be set up opposite the space for the judges and the referee. This space should run the length of the rink and thus allow damons to remain as close to their skater as necessary for both the skater and the damon's comfort, while still not being on the ice surface. The damon is not required to use this space. There aren't any rules regarding where damons should be in relation to their skater, only that they aren't allowed on the ice with them. The rules are more lax the younger you are, but by the time you start competing internationally, your damon is expected to stay on the sidelines. This has always seemed a bit unfair, because Yuri loves skating like he loves his own soul, and why can't he have both at once? And while there aren't any rules per se, it's considered good form for a damon to not distract from the skater's program, which means, for the damon, holding as still as possible while their human skates around a 60 by 30 meter rink. It's not easy. Yuri and Kaida had tried it once, and it had led to an understanding about why so many damons moved and fidgeted during their skater's performance. It hurt. Just thinking about it makes Kaida poke her nose into Yuri's hand, and he picks her up. She morphs into a small bear cub and hugs him back, and he buries his nose in her fur for a moment before Yuko bursts into the locker room. Yuri, it's starting, come on! Airi is in the form of a puppy and hops around excitedly. Kaida changes form again and wriggles out of Yuri's arms, landing on the ground as another puppy, and play chases Airi around Yuri and Yuko's feet. Yuko grabs Yuri's wrist and runs into the lounge where the TV is set up, dragging Yuri behind her. Takeshi is already there, and Saya joins the fray as soon as Kaida and Airi stumble into the room. Yuko sits next to Takeshi and pats the empty space on her other side. Obligingly, Yuri sits and turns his attention to the TV. The announcer is just calling out the first skater, Viktor Nikiforov, and Yuri feels the familiar thrill of excitement whenever he sees Viktor called out to skate. Kaida transforms into a bird and flies up to land on Yuri's head as the camera focuses on Victor's daemon, a small snow leopard. She's seated in the kissing cry, her long tail wrapped serenely around her paws, and not a single sign of distress on her face. Viktor, in the center of the rink, arms raised delicately in anticipation of the music, is equally unbothered. It's just one of the many things that makes Viktor unique. Someday, Yuri thinks, and Kaida echoes his thoughts. Yuri skates at a serious competition for the first time when he's 11. Even though they've trained for it, the time Yuri has to spend at the far end of the rink pulls, and Kaida spends the entire time running up and down the length of the rink, keeping as close as she's allowed to. Yuri comes in second. He wants to be first next time. When Minako kindly points out, a few days later, that his footwork near the judges wasn't his best, Yuri nods. He and Kaida have already discussed it. The fact that Yuri's concentration suffered every time he got too far from her. From then on, at the end of practice, Yuri and Kaida stay behind while everyone else goes home. Kaida hunkers down in a corner in whatever form she's preferring that particular day, and Yuri skates. They start off easy, Yuri doing only the most basic, compulsory figures he can think of. Easy turns out to be relative. The first time Yuri reaches the far end of the rink, his legs shake so much that he falls, and the weight on his chest is crushing until Kaida flitters over, a sparrow, and turns into a snake, slipping under the collar of Yuri's shirt and curling around him close as she can get. It is only then that the pull, the ache in their chests, begins to slip away. They lay there on the ice for several minutes, just breathing, until the coolness of the ice seeps through Yuri's clothes, and he sits up. Kaida slithers out of his shirt and turns into an ermine. They make eye contact. "I don't want to do that again," Kaida says, quiet and resigned. They both already know what Yuri's answer is. Kaida spends the next week as a dog, once the magazine article comes out that Victor's bought a poodle. She only stops when they actually get a dog, also a poodle, and name him Victor. Yuko and Takeshi make fun of them a little, but Airi was also a poodle for a while, so Yuri and Kaida decide they really have no leg to stand on. Their parents don't really understand. They're supportive, absolutely, never complaining about the amount of time Yuri spends away from home, or how much money it takes to continually replace his skates as he grows, or when Yuri asks his mother for help in treating the latest in the series of blisters on his bruised feet. But they don't understand. "Yuri," his mother says kindly when he comes home late one night, his entire body still trembling from the exertion of keeping as far away from Kaida as possible. "Are you sure you need to put yourself through this?" Kaida slides down from Yuri's shoulder and lets herself be fussed over by Iteru, as Yuri finds himself enveloped in a hug. Yuri returns it, but says, "Yes, Mom. We want to be the best, and we can't do that unless we get better at handling distance." His mother doesn't reply, but the silence comes off as more out of concern than disapproval. "All right," she says eventually, smoothing down a stray lock of Yuri's hair. "Then come have some dinner, and after that you can use the hot springs." "Thank you," Yuri says, and follows his mother to a warm bowl of pork cutlets. Victor wins the worlds for the first time, and Yuri is ecstatic. Kaida tries out the form of a snow leopard, but shrugs out of it soon enough. "Not me," her thoughts say to Yuri. He shrugs, though he can't hold back a touch of disappointment. How great would it have been if he and Victor's daemon shared a form? Yuri feels guilty for that almost immediately. Kaida is not Victor's daemon, and Yuri is not Victor. The next day at practice, Yuko gives Yuri a present. It's a poster of Victor, the starting pose of the same routine he won worlds with. Yuri hangs it up as soon as he gets home. Somewhere between his second competition and his fifth, Yuri realizes he has a problem with nerves. Airi settles as an otter. Yuko is 16. A few weeks later, Saya settles as an Akita. When Takeshi announces that fact, Yuko runs over and hugs him. Kaida nudges Yuri's leg and motions to where Saya is gently licking Airi's nose. Yuri feels like he shouldn't be looking. The moment passes soon enough, the three of them returning to easy banter and talk about the next competitions and the occasional school assignment. But Yuri notices the subtle way Yuko and Takeshi tend to turn towards one another more than towards Yuri, the way Saya and Airi show more interest in each other than their surroundings. Yuri doesn't really mind when it comes down to it. He's happy for them, and besides, he loves skating too much to be concerned about hypothetical other people and how they might feel about him. The thought does, however, flit across his mind. Maybe if he skated less and talked to people more, maybe he could have whatever Yuko and Takeshi have? "But that would mean we'd have to be at the rink less," Kaida mutters, flicking her cat tail. There's no one we're interested in, anyways. Yuri responds and scratches Kaida behind the ears. And besides, I like skating. Kaida hums happily. Yuri can feel that she enjoys it almost as much as he does, despite the fact that her biggest task is to hold as still as possible. He loves her for it. Somewhere between his 7th competition and his 9th, Yuri realizes that the problem with nerves is probably better labeled anxiety, and he also realizes that it's a lot harder to deal with than most things. Kaida helps as best she can, but Yuri continues to botch his jumps whenever he's placed in an actual competitive setting. Not enough to keep him from advancing in the competition, but enough to make his anxiety about it even worse the next time around. He still loves skating. He really does. It's just hard sometimes. When Kaida settles as an Arctic fox, Yuri is almost 18. He heaves a sigh of relief and cuddles her close. It's a confirmation of what he's known since he was first allowed to step foot on it. They both belong on the ice. The decision to move to Detroit is a hard one, but Yuri has made hard decisions before. The fact that Kaida can sit almost motionless on the edge of a rink while Yuri skates to his best is proof of that. Still, saying goodbye sucks. Don't hesitate to ever call if you need anything, okay? Minako half says, half threatens. But we'll be cheering for you, she adds with a spin, pulling out a banner with Yuri's name on it from nowhere. He scrambles for a moment, trying to get her to put it away. Reiji ends up interfering, gently setting his beak on Minako's shoulder. Oh, crap, she mutters. I'm going to be late. Bye, Yuri. Take care of yourself over there. Then she takes off running, Reiji flying after her, classic Minako style. Then Yuko steps up. You'll come to visit, right? She asks, one of her triplets balanced in her arms. Of course, Yuri says. Of course. Good, Takeshi says, tucking the other two girls into their special triplet-sized stroller. Saya is gently nudging their daemons in alongside them. Take care, okay? Win lots of medals for Hasetsu. And don't forget whenever you're back. The ice castle always has open doors for you. Takeshi places a hand on Yuko's shoulder, nodding in agreement. Thank you, Yuri says, trying not to tear up too much. Kaida alternates between licking Irie and Saya in turn. Good luck, Yuko says, and then she and Takeshi see themselves out, leaving Yuri alone with his family. Mari is impassive, Yoshiro preening himself on her shoulder, but his mother looks like she might cry. His father schools his expression a bit better, but at his feet, Mimori is twitching nervously, sometimes wagging her tail, sometimes tucking it down between her legs. Off to the side, Iteru is wiggling his nose and hopping around constantly. Well, Mari says, breaking the silence. Yoshiro flies down, inky feathers audibly dragging through the air. He pulls Kaida's tail, flapping just out of reach as she spins around to try and catch him. You do what you have to, little bro. We'll miss you. Thanks, Mari. Yuri darts forward for a quick hug before she moves away. She returns it, if a bit awkwardly. They've never been the most tactile of siblings, but it's nice. Yuri then turns to his parents. His mother opens her arms and Yuri collapses into them. They stand like that for a few moments until Yuri's father joins in on the hug. I hope you achieve what you set out to do, Yuri, his mother says. Skate well, his father adds, and they both usher him towards security. They wave until they can't see him anymore. Yuri smiles privately to Kaida and knows they're thinking the same thing. His parents don't understand, but he wouldn't trade them for anything. Yuri puts in his earbuds and, with Kaida curled into a ball on his lap, dozes for most of the flight. In Detroit, he's picked up by someone, with his name in Romanji, and who speaks to him in rapid-fire English right off the bat. She slows down a bit when she realizes that Yuri's not entirely following. Her blue jay Damon sitting on her shoulder and looking at Yuri and Kaida with interest. It's still a shock, though, for Yuri, and he wishes he'd paid better attention in English class. She, June, laughs when he says it out loud. Don't worry, you'll pick it up in no time. Besides, you're taking classes here too, aren't you? Yuri nods and she smiles. Yeah, you'll be fine in no time. Yuri and Kaida exchange a glance. I certainly hope so. His roommate, it turns out, is also a figure skater, and they'll be training together. He's from Asia, though his English is a bit better than Yuri's. Hi, he says, as soon as Yuri walks into the room he's been assigned to. I'm Pajit. Yuri shakes the proffered hand. I'm Yuri, he replies, and Kaida makes a quick acquaintance with Pajit's daemon, which is an animal Yuri has never seen before. Pajit notices the lingering gaze Yuri gives her and says, That's Nock. She's a pangolin. Yuri smiles at that and waves at Nock. This is Kaida, he replies in return. She's a snow fox, he finishes. You're both ice animals, he says, grinning. Yuri considers this for a moment. I guess we are, he says with a small smile. Pajit's talkative, which suits Yuri perfectly well. He feels like he comes off awkward sometimes, but that's only because he doesn't know what to say. With Pajit, that's not a problem. He fills the silence easily, and over time, Yuri finds it in himself to talk more. It only takes a week for Nock to speak her first words to Yuri. 2 weeks later, Kaida speaks to Pajit for the first time. It's a good friendship. Yuri and Kaida don't visit Japan. Yuri and Pajit help each other with their classes, their skating, and with getting over homesickness. Their coach, Celestino, puts them through grueling, merciless practices and sometimes, when there's an essay due the next day but they've been kept at the rink until 10, Yuri wonders if coming to the United States was really worth it. Other days, when he finally manages to get through a footwork sequence and earn himself one of Celestino's nods, he thanks every deity out there that he and Kaida were given this chance. The hardest points are still when he and Kaida are distanced. But knowing that Pajit and Nock go through the same thing, it's comforting. Yuri and Pajit can grimace at each other across the ice, and Kaida and Nock have a tendency to curl together on the sidelines, ignoring everything that Celestino's penguin daemon seems to be telling them. Bit by bit, their skating improves, and their accumulating medals, all stored on the same shelf of their dorm room, are proof. The anxiety doesn't go away, not by a long shot, but over the years, Yuri has learned how to deal with it most of the time. It doesn't affect his performance that badly anymore. At least, that's what he thinks. Until the Grand Prix. It starts off with Vichan dying the week before, and Yuri's emotional state only gets more delicate as the competition nears. He's only qualified a few fractions of a point above Pajit, and the thought of competing anywhere without Pajit there with him is, well, strange by now. Yuri isn't sure he's ready. There's the other small issue of Viktor Nikiforov being at the Grand Prix as well. And Viktor's been Yuri's idol for as long as he can remember idolizing anyone on the ice. And now Yuri is supposed to skate against a literal legend. Kaida places a paw on his chest, a silent reminder to breathe, Yuri. I don't know if I can do this, he confides in her. Of course you can, she scoffs back. What if I screw up? She rolls her shoulders and twitches her ears. Then that's that, isn't it? Yuri lets his head fall back until it hits the wall behind him. He pulls Kaida into his arms and then pulls the blanket up around them, a cocoon of warmth on the far end of his bed. Then that's that, he echoes, unconvinced. He screws up. After his performance, he locks himself in a bathroom stall to call his parents and cry. Kaida gives him a hug as best she can, licking his tears dry. It doesn't help as much as either of them would like it to. On their way out, they not only encounter another Yuri, Russian punk from Juniors, his daemon in a threatening, if gangly, tiger form, but also Victor himself. "A commemorative photo," Victor says, eyes flashing in a way the cameras had never seemed to pick up. At his feet, his daemon perks her ears with interest and flicks her tail. "Sure." Kaida is on the verge of heading over, Yuri can tell, so he turns where he stands and walks in the opposite direction without a word. Kaida follows reluctantly. "That was rude," she says later, once they're out of everyone's earshot. "I know," Yuri says, guilty to his core. That night, they attend the gala, and it's just as bad as they were expecting. Yuri doesn't socialize well at the best of times, and now, after such a loss, Yuri ends up having a few too many glasses of champagne, is the point. He doesn't remember much else from the night. He wakes up the next morning with a fierce hangover and a slightly judgmental Kaida, but a brief glance at social media confirms a lack of compromising photos, so Yuri figures it's probably all right. Yuri and Kaida return to Detroit in shame. Their own shame, no one else's, because everyone else thinks it's amazing that Yuri made it that far, but it grates on Yuri, on Kaida, on how much better he could have been, had he not thrown it like that. Pajit seems like the only one who even begins to understand that emotion, and even then it's only a little bit, because Pajit, unlike Yuri, is a born performer, fully at ease in front of crowds. Nock got all the reservation of the pair, and she is more outgoing than Kaida on her best days. Yuri bites down on his frustration and preps for nationals, grim in his determination to not lose. It's for naught. The pressure is too much and Yuri fails out of nationals, not even qualifying for the four continents. He can forget about the world championships. Yuri hates himself for it, just a little bit. Mostly, Yuri hates that skating has lost its joy for him in the past weeks. For a while, he tries to avoid the ice. He ends things with Celestino. He lets his fitness regimen slip and allows himself to eat whatever he wants, when he wants. He tries. It doesn't work, obviously. He and his soul, they belong to the ice. He holds out a week and a half before he gathers his skates and goes to the rink. Not the rink he's trained on the past 4.5 years, but a different one, where he runs less of a risk of encountering people who know him. It's late when he arrives. The rink is almost empty. It's a blessing. He skates around aimlessly, doing figures and whatever footwork sequences or calls jump to him at the moment. He's missed the ice. Eventually, Kaida joins him, running and sliding on the ice as she's usually never allowed to do, and Yuri feels not at peace, but significantly more at ease than he has in a while. It becomes a routine for them. While Pajit and Nock are at practice with Celestino, to go to the rink and skate. Sometimes there's a lot of people, but mostly it's empty enough that Yuri can pretend it's just him and the ice, the way he likes it. At some point, tired of not having anything concrete to practice, he tries a few sequences not from any program he's ever had. "Stay close to me?" Kaida asks, cocking her head to look up at him. Yuri shrugs. "Maybe." "You should learn it." "Why?" "Because it makes you happy." Yuri concedes she has a point, and spends the rest of the night looking up YouTube clips of Victor's winning routine and examining them closely, committing the moves to heart. End of chapter 1 of Hollow Ground. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this story, you should leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text of this Podfix post. Thank you. Hollow Ground by PO13, read by Rhea314. Chapter 2. As soon as he's gotten his degree, Yuri and Kaida go back to Japan. Pajit and Nock assure them they'll be fine, and Yuri, well, skating Victor's routine has brought back. It's reminded him why he likes skating so much, and he needs a break from competing, from constantly hearing about competition just for the moment. Minako meets him at the airport, and his break from the harsh reality of competitive skating is short-lived. The heckling begins as soon as Minako notices the weight he's gained over the past few months. It only stops for a few minutes when Yuri goes and pays his respect to Vichan. At least he has his mother's pork cutlets as consolation. Skating for just Yuko and Airi after all these years is comforting. There's no music playing, only three pairs of eyes on him instead of the whole world's. Yuri loses himself to the skating, in a way he hasn't had the freedom to do in a long time. He feels his happiness reflected back at him through his bond with Kaida. When he pulls to a close, his mental musical accompaniment drawing to an end, Yuri is breathing hard but feels better than he has in a while. He almost jumps when Yuko shrieks and claps. Then the triplets pop up, and it really hits Yuri just how long he's been gone. The next morning, Yuri almost wishes he'd stayed gone. "It's not that bad," Kaida says, watching the video of Yuri skating over Yuri's shoulder. Yuri just groans, turns the video off, and crawls back into his bed as far as he's able to. Kaida's halfway to her summer coat, her fur splotched white and brown, and it's snowing outside. As if that isn't weird enough, as soon as Yuri gets downstairs to go help shovel, he's immediately bowled over by a huge poodle, who lays on his chest and idly wags its tail at him. Kaida has her ears pressed back flat to her skull. "Vichan?" Yuri asks after a second. "Isn't it funny?" Yuri's father asks beatifically, Mimori wagging her tail slowly by his side. "He looks just like Vichan, but he belongs to a handsome foreigner. He just came here to use the hot springs, and he asked us to watch his dog, so naturally we said yes." Yuri stopped listening a while ago. He makes eye contact with Kaida, who's staring at him with an expression that mirrors the shock Yuri's feeling. How many handsome foreigners with giant poodles can there be in the world? With a yelp, Yuri and Kaida take off, running towards the hot springs and entering every single chamber, searching frantically until... "Victor!" Yuri says, incredulous. The snow leopard lying on the side of the hot springs yawns, sharp fangs framed by condensation-laden whiskers. Victor stands up, steam billowing around him. "Yuri, starting today, I'll be your coach. I'll make you win the Grand Prix final." And then Victor winks. Yuri finally goes through the messages that have accumulated on his phone since turning it off. Approximately half of them are from Pajit. He skims them briefly, a few jumping out at him as he reads. "Yuri! Have you made it home yet?" "Yuri! Oh my god, that video though! I bet you didn't even know they posted it, huh? Haha, check out the page views! Nock says get your butt back to your phone! Seriously though, how do you survive so long without checking your messages? I'd die." BTW, I posted some pics to Insta. New rink. "Dude, have you heard the rumors yet? Nikiforov is gonna coach you." "GDI, Yuri, answer me. I am so alone and neglected here. Nock and I are gonna vanish and wither away, BC, you ignored us." Yuri bites his lip, then types out an answer. "The rumors are true. Victor's here." He doesn't have to wait long for a reply. "What? Yuri, what? OMG, has he seen your room yet? Or should I say, his shrine?" Yuri blushes, self-consciously eyeing the posters that still adorn his walls. He should probably take them down soon anyways, lest Victor see. "No, he is not, and I'm intending on keeping it that way." "Pics or it didn't happen, my friend. Nock wants Kaida to know, BC. Kaida is more likely to help us out here." "Absolutely not. I know what you're like with Instagram." "Rude." Yuri rolls over, hands coming up to his face. Victor's here. He came for us. Kaida snuggles closer to Yuri, and he scratches her absently. No wonder my heart's beating so loudly. I'm happy. He falls asleep with his phone next to him, vibrating gently every once in a while. Victor has a tongue of steel and practically no reservations when it comes to ripping Yuri a new one. This contrasts well enough with his polite, flirty public persona that Yuri is quickly disillusioned with pretty much everything he'd ever thought about Victor. Not that Yuri doesn't like getting to know Victor. He's just woefully unprepared for the full brunt of Victor's personality is all. Vasilisa, in contrast to Victor, is just as quiet and reserved in person as she appears on screen, padding silently around the inn and the springs, though never speaking. And if that isn't a contrast with Pajit and Nock, Yuri misses them already. The most Yuri has heard from Vasilisa is a soft laugh, usually at his and Kaida's expense. Getting used to them is a process. At least the rest of our family seems to like them, Kaida mumbles to Yuri one day, after they return from a 10-kilometer run, both panting hard. Yuri takes a few more gulps of water, trying to look over to where Victor and his mother are engaged in a complicated game of charades, given his mother's limited English and Victor's even more limited Japanese. They're both smiling and making faces as their gestures get more and more expansive. Yeah, I guess. I like Vasilisa, Kaida responds, apropos of nothing. Yuri blinks and turns to her. Why? He asks. He's still nervous whenever Vasilisa yawns, or otherwise shows off her fangs. Kaida's tail twitches a little bit. She's funny. Yuri looks back to Vasilisa, who is more or less completely ignoring Victor for the moment, lying instead on the ground next to Makachin. I guess, Yuri replies. He starts paying more attention to Vasilisa after that, and pretend not to notice how Kaida invariably gravitates towards her, or how Vasilisa seems to return this fascination. Yuri doesn't want to reflect on what that means for their humans. Yuri loses his nervousness around Vasilisa a few days later, as he watches with a sense of inevitability as Vasilisa trips over the loose stone on the side of the hot springs, tries to use one of the slippery edges to catch herself, fails, and falls in with a hiss. On the other side of the pool, Victor breaks down laughing. Yuri has never heard such a beautiful sound. They have about 3 weeks of training in peace, never on the ice, to Yuri's dismay, until Victor reveals his location to the world. It doesn't happen on purpose. It's another warm spring day. Victor's riding his bike, Vasilisa sitting pretty in the oversized basket Victor's hooked up to the handlebars, and Yuri and Kaida and Makachin are running after him. They stop once they get to the top of the hill, and Vasilisa hops out of the basket when Victor parks the bike and points to one of the benches. Yuri knows the drill. Giving himself a few seconds to quickly catch his breath, he jumps onto the bench and starts doing dips. Next to him, Kaida is flopped on the ground, her fur too thick despite being short and brown. And after a few dips, Vasilisa comes over and flops down next to Kaida, bushy tail obscuring her. So, do you have feelings for Minako? Victor asks, and Yuri almost falls off the bench. What? No. Ah, you have a significant other, then. No, not... A lover? Yuri makes a sound that was supposed to be a no, but sounds more like a dying parrot. Victor frowns dramatically. All right, let's talk about me, then. My first lover was... No, no, you're good, that's fine. We don't need to... Yuri manages to spit out, his arms windmilling in front of him. Victor falls silent. So what's that? Victor asks after a few seconds. Yuri follows the line of his extended hand. That's Hasetsu Castle. Inside there's a ninja house. he replies, and Victor's eyes go wide. Whoa, really? Victor asks, spinning around to stare up at the fake ninja house with awe. Thus Elisa displays a feat of athleticism, jogging up to the wall and using the minute footholds in the stone to spring up 2, 3, 5 meters before pushing off and landing, lighter than should be possible for a creature her size, back down on the floor, her tail tip lashing. She stares straight ahead for a second, then primly sits up and begins to groom the fur on her paw. Kaida is so entranced she doesn't even notice Yuri's foot until he successfully tripped over her into the dirt. She glares at him, and Yuri, cheeks feeling faintly warm, glares back. Yuri, you have to take a picture of me here, Victor says, shoving his phone into Yuri's hand and scooping up both Vasilisa and Makachin. Yuri unthinkingly, and because he seems incapable of denying Victor anything, complies. And then it's geotagged and hashtagged, and the next morning sees a wall of reporters between them and the ice rink. At least Victor and Vasilisa look about as happy about it as Kaida and Yuri feel, which is to say, not happy at all. Yuri isn't aware of the newcomer amidst the crowd of reporters until he's sent flying into the rink. Kaida yelps and darts after him, only to be cut off by a tiger daemon that seems oddly familiar. What a dick move, Yuri thinks, dazedly from the floor, until a boot meets his head. You, says a voice that, like the daemon, seems oddly familiar. You took Victor away. What? No, Victor came here on his own, Yuri says, pushing the boot away and getting to his feet. He recognizes the voice now, Yuri Plisetsky, who'd threatened him in the bathroom last year. Some things apparently haven't changed. Apologize. You're the one who's making him throw away his entire career. Yuri, in a way that's oddly similar to Victor, seems intent on cutting Yuri with his words. Behind him, his daemon is posturing. She's hissing and her hackles are raised, teeth bared, much like her human, but she's not intimidating. Kaida's not cowering, and Yuri simply crosses his arms, a small smile playing on his lips. He knows Yurio got to him last time, and this is probably the reason for the surge of confidence in him, but of the two of them, Yuri is the one who skated in the Grand Prix. Yuri has experience. It's a feeling he's come across more than he would like, but it's familiar. He's underestimating me. There's a lot of shouting in Russian, mostly from Yuri, and a lot of shrugging in Russian, mostly from Victor. Vasilisa and Yuri's daemon are sitting off to the side, though Yuri's daemon is no longer a tiger but a house cat. Vasilisa is paying her no attention, and she seems, unless Yuri and Kaida are both mistaken, discomfited. Then Yurio glances sideways at Yuri, and back at Victor, and continues speaking in English. Don't waste your time here with this fatso. Come to Russia and coach me instead. It stings this time, and all the more because Yuri knows he's meant to understand it. And then Victor ducks his head, pensive. Yuri glances at Vasilisa, but she only twitches her tail. Then Victor looks up, a smile on his face, and Yuri has a sinking feeling in his stomach. All right, I've made up my mind. I'll choreograph a piece for both of you, and then we'll see who skates it best, and that's who I'll coach. What? It appears that both Yuri and Yuri are in agreement, on this matter at least. Ah, Mari says when she sees Russian Yuri at the dinner table. It's Yurio. Somehow, not inexplicably, because Victor is as good an explanation as any, the name sticks. Yuri has never fully appreciated how much Vasilisa actually moves, how much her ears rotate or her tail flicks, or the constant readjustment of her weight, how she throws herself dramatically on the ground to expose her belly, or how alert and interested and curious she seems in the world at large, until he sees her in front of the press. She completely shuts down. There's really no other expression that would properly encapsulate how still she becomes, not even her ears twitching, and she stands quietly next to Victor while he smiles graciously and laughs along to the inane commentary given to him by reporters. Yuri knows from experience that the press often don't even show Vasilisa on screen when Victor is being interviewed, and now he understands why. Come to think of it, Victor seems to shut down too. None of the smiles reach his eyes, all of his movements graceful but choreographed. Like every microphone or camera directed at his face is just one more element of a program he has to perform. Though Yuri considers as he slinks past the crowd and into the rink, it's highly doubtful that anyone watching him would ever notice. Not unless they've been lucky enough to see Victor in another context, when he wasn't putting on a show. When Victor was being, maybe, honest. Yuri's heart skips a beat, and Kaida looks at him. "It's nothing," he says in answer to her unspoken question. What he means is closer to, "It's everything. It means Victor trusts me, or likes me, or respects me enough to drop the mask and be himself. And that makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside, and I don't quite know why." "Have you ever thought about love?" Victor asks, and it's an embarrassingly short moment before both Yurio and Yuri reply in the negative. Victor demonstrates their programs. Yuri is at a loss, and he spends the evening in a daze. "Kaida," he mumbles, tucked into the blankets right before bed. "How am I supposed to be Eros? Did you see Victor skating today? Literal sex on ice, and he was wearing sweatpants. I'm screwed. I don't have the confidence for that." It's dark in his room, and Yuri doesn't have his glasses on, but he can feel the capital L look Kaida gives him. She doesn't elaborate, and Yuri dozes off into fitful sleep before he can pursue the topic. Takeshi and Saya have volunteered to help Yuri train, seeing as the rink is mostly closed to the public, for Yuri and Yurio's sakes. Yuri feels a little guilty about that, at least until Victor assures him that the costs are being paid for, never fear. It's nice to hang around with Takeshi again, and Kaida is happy to have Saya for company. Takeshi is, though, above all other things, almost brutally honest. Case in point.
"You really think you could compete with the Playboy Victor?"
he asks. After Yuri tells him the story he sees in the Eros program, Yuri droops, and Kaida nibbles on Saya's ear.
"That's the problem. I don't think I can."
Not training with Pajit, much like not competing with him, is strange both for Yuri and for Kaida. Yurio's Damon doesn't want anything to do with her, and Vasilisa, well, Vasilisa's not the kind to cuddle with anyone except Victor himself. It's lonely. Yuri's phone rings for three different calls before he forces himself to move. Laying prone on his bed, staring at nothing, is just too comfortable for its own good, really. "Hello?" he says, not bothering to look at his caller ID. There's only one person who would call that many times consecutively.
"Yuri, long time no talk,"
Pajit says from the other side of the line.
"What's up?"
Yuri throws his free arm over his eyes and groans loudly.
"Ah," Pajit says, "new coach issues?"
"Not new coach issues."
"Unexpected competition issues?"
Pajit asks, and Yuri's grateful that Pajit keeps up on the news.
"Something like that."
"Do you want to talk about it right now?"
"No," Yuri says. Pajit's never given him a choice on the matter before.
"All right. Then I'll tell you about my life, and once I'm done, we'll come back to you. Sound good?" Yuri huffs out a chuckle. Typical Pajit.
"Fine. So, Pajit, how's your life?"
"Significantly better since I got my friend to answer his phone," Pajit quips,
and then, without pause, launches into a tirade about his new home rink in Bangkok, and the best kind of street food, and how Celestina's doing, and Nock's favorite flower vendor, who also has a pangolin daemon, and his new rink mates, who are all younger than him, and, finally, the inspiration for his new program, which Yuri's heard about before, extensively, mostly because Pajit watched that movie at least once a month, for the 4 and then some years they lived together. But Pajit's enthusiasm is clear, and it makes Yuri smile to hear it. Sounds amazing. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to skate it. Which brings me to my actual reason for calling. Yuri snorts, mainly because they've already been on the phone for close to an hour. What's the deal with you? Yuri groans again, though after an hour of lighthearted conversation, it's less despairing. Well, I now have to compete for the chance to keep Victor as my coach. Not ideal. Oh, yeah, that's rough. But Yuri, you made it to the Grand Prix. Then Pajit gets serious. You're one of the best skaters I know. And everyone I know is the best of the best. Really, Yuri, your footwork is amazing. And even if you don't always land your jumps the best, you've more than got the PCS to make up for it. What happened last year was a fluke of nerves, and now you've grown and matured and... Yeah, thank you. But, yeah, I don't know. There's a beat of expectant silence, but then Pajit, as usual, takes it upon himself to fill it. What's your program going to be? Short? Free? Music? Is it hard? Is there a quad flip? Pajit, as if. Hey, you never know, Pajit replies. And Yuri can practically hear the shrug. So go on, tell me. Yuri tells, his turn to talk now. Pajit says, once Yuri's filled him in on the details of his program, including the problem with dancing to Eros, when Yuri is pretty sure he's never had an Eros-filled moment in his entire life. The sound of Pajit's fingers drumming a Nock's scales while he thinks is just audible through the phone. Well, what do you like a lot? Pajit asks. Victor, Yuri thinks. He'd never say that, though. Yuri, Kaida says one day at dinner. She's upside down on the floor, her paws waving in the air, and everyone is staring at her. This is the first time she's spoken in front of Victor and Yurio, or their daemons. I want pork cutlets. Pork cutlets? Yuri repeats, glancing over at Victor's plate. And suddenly, pork cutlets! That's my Eros! He slams his hand down on the table as he says it, and then immediately shrinks back in on himself. Now everyone is staring at him. Yurio looks confused, his daemon is sneering. Victor looks dismayed, and Vasilisa's ears are drooping. That's... not what I meant, but okay, Kaida says. Yuri sees the exact moment under the waterfall when Yurio realizes what agape means to him. Kaida shudders, because she feels it too. Yurio, for all his youth, is a formidable skater, and Yuri is equal parts excited and intimidated by the thought of what Yurio can accomplish, armed with his new understanding. The next day, Yuri swallows his pride. Victor's missing, having vanished into the bar scene during the night, and Yuri uses that to his advantage. Yurio, please teach me to land the quad salchow. For a moment, Yurio's daemon lashes her tail behind him, and Yuri thinks it might be a lost cause. Next to him, Kaida crouches down, showing a bit of her throat. Then, Yurio nods. Fine. Yurio, it turns out, coaches like he lives the rest of his life, with lots of exasperation bordering anger and heaps of impatience. Still, by the time that Victor reappears and Yuri and Yurio skate apart to pretend nothing happened, Yuri feels more confident in his jumps. Kaida even gets close enough to Yurio's daemon to give her a quick lick on the face in gratitude. Yuri, Why don't you become the lady? Kaida asks, the night before the skate.
Yuri's holding up the skating costume, examining it carefully.
Become the lady? How?
There's a beat of silence between the two of them. Then Kaida's ears perk up at the same moment Yuri claps his hands.
Minako, they say at the same time.
Yuri's tired, exhausted, but now he can move with a grace that isn't entirely his own. He watches Yurio skate first, the crowd's loud cheers echoing around the rink. Yurio is, as usual, technically flawless. With every jump he lands, the crowd gets louder in Yuri's ears. And even if Yurio's daemon isn't as still and composed as Vasilisa or even Kaida, it doesn't seem to matter. Whatever Yurio discovered in that waterfall, it's working. His program is amazing, but Yuri can't shake the trepidation that comes when he remembers the stakes. Kaida's paw on his thigh is anchoring, but even so, when Vasilisa appears in his line of sight, and Victor tells him it's his turn, Yuri lets out a soft yelp. He stares at Victor for a few seconds, hands clasped over his mouth.
Watch me, Yuri finally says, and he hates how he can hear the tremor in his voice. I'm going to become a delicious pork cutlet bowl, so watch me.
Then he darts forward and throws his arms around Victor. Behind him, Kaida draws in a deep breath, and maybe Vasilisa too, Yuri can't tell. Victor, even through his coat, is warm and solid and comforting. Victor's arms come up to hug Yuri in turn.
Of course, Victor says, louder than a whisper but quieter than normal speech. I love pork cutlets.
It sounds significant. Yuri can't help the shudder that runs down his spine. He skates. It's hard. The program's tough and all of his jumps are in the second half, and Yuri is trying his hardest to channel sexy pork cutlet bowl with a side of seductress. He flubs the jump on the far end, but manages not to lose his nerve, flashes of love and support filtering through his bond with Kaida. And then it's over. He knows he's won when he finds himself in Victor's arms again after the skate. Vasilisa licks Kaida, one large swipe across the top of her head, and pulls her in close with a fluffy paw. Yuri almost feels an overwhelming wave of emotion, of happiness and fondness and... And then Victor launches into a scathing critique of the performance, and Yuri lets himself fall gently to the floor.
Moment ruined,
says a voice in Yuri's head. That sounds suspiciously like Pajit. The end of chapter 2. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you.
Hollow Ground by PO 13. Read by Rhea 314. Chapter 3. Yuri tries not to let it get to him too much, but there's times when he just has to take a moment and stare. Because Viktor Nikiforov is his coach. Because Viktor Nikiforov just threw down a flawless quad flip in the far end of Yuri's home rink. Or, in this case, because Kaida is dozing on top of a dozing Vasilisa, and Viktor is taking a picture on his phone. Maybe it's because they've been already training for 3.5 hours, or because it's all slightly blurry thanks to his lack of glasses, but Yuri doesn't immediately realize that Viktor is not taking the photo with a camera app.
Victor, he says after a moment, please tell me you didn't post that on.
Oh, 23 likes on Instagram already.
Yuri groans.
What are you thinking about?
Victor asks as Yuri pushes himself up off the ice. Yuri can't stop the blush. He was thinking about Victor and the fact that Victor's here and coaching him. And potential coaching fees.
Huh? Yuri answers instead.
Victor tilts his head, much like Vichan used to when he heard a new word.
You flub your jumps when there's something on your mind. So, what is it? Yuri shakes his head and raises his hands up.
Nothing, he replies hastily. I'll stop thinking now.
There's a bit of a scuffle in the corner where Vasilisa and Kaida have decided to stake their base today, and Yuri uses Victor's temporary distraction to take a lap around the ice, building up speed for his next attempt at the jump. Yuri has a habit of bringing the ice home with him. It's never been a problem, per se. He's always had Kaida to mull things over with, and Minako and Reiji would join in when they were around. But none of Yuri or Kaida's immediate family were particularly thrilled about it. He doesn't blame them. Listening to a kid debating the merits of one more or less twizzle, and whether it would be better to have just a camel spin or a flying one for hours on end with his daemon, was probably not the more interesting of things. This changes when Victor's around, though. Because Victor brings the ice home, just like Yuri does, just like Kaida does. Yuri suspects Vasilisa is the same way, but she hasn't spoken in front of him before, and he's not going to push. After all, her silence reminds him that Victor is here to be his coach, and no other reason. Their conversation, while never stunted, is certainly eased by the choreography work-through, and, Yuri suspects, by the presence of the hot springs. Yuri, maybe we should take out one of the three quads in your program. That's where they are at the moment. Yuri's still soaking, letting the warmth ease his sore muscles. But Victor's done and is sitting on the side of the pool, stretching. Very distractingly. Yuri turns around, willing himself to come up with an appropriate response. But if I want to win the Grand Prix Final, I'll need those. Why? Victor asks. And even with his back turned, Yuri can picture the exact face he's making. Just get a perfect score on all the PCS instead. Yuri resists the temptation to drown himself, and settles for leaning his head in his arms on the edge of the pool. Kaida speaks for him. There's only so much PCS can do to close point gaps, she says. And Yuri has a habit of missing a lot of TES, she doesn't say. The implication's still there, though. Victor says. There's the sound of footsteps that come to a stop right in front of Yuri, but he still doesn't look up. Better to experience existential failure on his own, especially when in the presence of a literal skating god. Yuri, do you know why I decided to become your coach? Yuri looks up, finally, and that's a mistake, because it frees his hands, and suddenly Victor's grabbing them and half-pulling Yuri out of the water. Yuri's not sure if it's the relatively chilled air that's giving him goosebumps, or if it's the look on Victor's face. I was drawn to you because of the music, Victor croons, pulling Yuri even closer. And the way you skate, it's like your body itself is creating music. Both Kaida and Vasilisa snort loudly in the background, but Victor pays them no heed, and Yuri's too caught up in their proximity to give much thought to anything else. I want to create a high-difficulty program to maximize on that. Only I can do that. That's what I thought. Then Victor stands up fully, and pulls Yuri, simultaneously cold and warm all over, into standing with him. And the short program confirmed that. There's a second of silence as they're standing there, both naked, Yuri shivering slightly and Victor tapping his chin pensively. Kaida, sitting off to the side where the ground is still dry, has got her ears pricked with interest and is looking directly at Victor. Yuri would tell her to stop, but his attention is promptly distracted by Victor leaning down and gently grabbing his ankle and then pulling him into an arabesque. One of Victor's hands is splayed on Yuri's chest, holding him upright. Maybe you should produce your own free skate program, Victor says. Huh? Yuri says. But usually my coach has chosen the music for... Ow, ow, ow! Victor pulls Yuri's leg up higher and moves closer to provide better support. That hurts. Isn't it better when you do it yourself? Victor asks, unperturbed by Yuri's complaints. But my coach... Who was your coach again? Suddenly, there's a loud, hissing growl. Both Victor and Yuri turn their attention towards Vasilisa, who's flashing her fangs at a group of strangers hastily retreating from the doorway, all of whom are wearing the expression of someone caught in the act, and most of whom's daemons seem terrified of Vasilisa's angrily lashing tail. Victor sends her a sweet smile, then refocuses on Yuri. Now where were we? Yuri moderates the call between Celestino and Victor. It's not as bad as he thought it would be, given that Victor essentially took Celestino's job. Still, even though Celestino lays out Yuri's problem with self-confidence, Yuri can't help but feel relieved. Ah, I'm so glad he's not angry or anything. I've been putting off calling him after the way the last season ended, Yuri says. Victor gets all up in Yuri's face. Yuri, why haven't you shown me the music? It takes Yuri a day of hunting through his various computer files to find the old music, and a further day of listening to the musical version of his underwhelming competitive skating life to gather the courage to bring it up to Victor. The music is inevitably greeted with a, "Maybe keep looking." Yuri tries not to take it personally. The idea for what to do about music comes to him while he's running, and it takes all of Yuri's self-discipline to keep from turning around halfway through his workout to carry it out. In the end, he and Kaida don't get back home until late, though when he Skypes Pijit, Pijit picks up on his phone, clearly still at the rink. Pijit, Swati Krab. Yuri, hi, hey, it's been a while, hasn't it? Just a bit, Yuri says, smiling. Kaida jumps up next to Yuri, shoving her face into the range of the camera. Hi, Pijit. Kaida, hi, hold on, let me... There's a bit of jostling as the camera drops and jumps, and Yuri gets the impression that Pijit's skating. And then the picture straightens out, and Pijit's sitting on a bench outside the rink with Nock in his lap. Hi, says Nock, waving a paw. Yuri, when are you coming to visit? I can totally put you up for a few days. I want to show you all around Bangkok. Nock nods vigorously in agreement. Ha, Kalkum Krab Pijit. Maybe once this season's over? I'm gonna hold you to that. You better, says Kaida with a laugh. I want a vacation. Don't worry, I won't let him forget, Nock replies. Vacations aside, I did actually have a question for you, Yuri says. Shoot, Pijit replies. Do you remember when I had that music made for a program I wanted to skate? Oh yeah, by the conservatory student, right? Yuri nods. That's the one. I didn't end up using it in the end, and I feel kind of bad. Not to mention things got kind of awkward around her after that. Yuri lets his sentence trail off. Pijit, in his usual quick manner, picks up immediately on what Yuri's asking. Gotcha. I'll put out some feelers, see if I can find out where she is and stuff. I'm like 95% positive she's not angry or anything, though. Nock adds. Yuri sags a bit in relief. Thanks, Pijit. Any time, Yuri. So, does this mean... Pijit cuts off abruptly, both him and Nock looking out at something beyond the camera. Yeah, be right there, Pijit says, before turning back to Yuri. Sorry, Chow Chow wants me back on the ice real quick. Will you be around later? Yuri nods. Yeah, should be fine to call until... 10 your time or so. Awesome. TTYL. Bye, Nock adds. Bye, Yuri and Kaida say at the same time. Till later, Yuri adds, and Pijit ends the call with a wave. Looking forward to talking more with Pijit later, Yuri decides to use the meantime to get himself some food. Victor's tongue is, as ever, biting, and, well, usually Yuri can deal with it. Usually he does deal with it. But he's just under-rotated his jump for the umpteenth time. He's pretty sure his feet have some new blisters, his knees hurt from a bad landing he took yesterday, and half of his body feels bruised from the numbers of falls he's been taking. And so, when Victor makes yet another dig at Yuri's lack of love life, Yuri snaps.
What?
He snarls, although it doesn't sound menacing, still out of breath as he is. Vasilisa, her forepaws resting on the wall to give her a better view on the ice surface, actually flinches. There's a moment of silence, and then Yuri blanches.
Sorry, I didn't...
All right. You've never had a lover before, Victor replies, almost more to himself than to Yuri. Still, it hurts. Yuri spends the next few days avoiding interaction with Victor as much as possible, given that Victor's his coach. Yuri gets particularly adept at turning his back and walking away with minimal comment. It's not that he doesn't want to be around Victor. It's just that being away from the rink gives Victor more choice in their conversation topics, and Yuri is not feeling capable of dealing with much right now. He's not feeling capable of not coming off as a complete waste of space right now, either. You're being as rude to him as you were right after the Grand Prix, Kaida admonishes on the fourth day, when Yuri's huddled under his blankets, shaking slightly, and really not wanting to go to practice. He's already late anyways. Kaida's been pacing back and forth in front of the door, clearly not happy. Not that it's having much of an effect on Yuri at the moment.
Maybe if I'm rude enough, he'll go away, Yuri mumbles back.
Maybe if he's rude enough, Victor will finally realize that he shouldn't waste his time here coaching Yuri.
Yeah, 'cause that worked so well for you last time, Kaida says, rolling her eyes.
Yuri glares at her. She glares back. Then the door slams open, and Victor and Vasilisa are standing on the other side. Vasilisa's staring unblinkingly, and Victor is smiling that smile that doesn't reach his eyes.
Yuri, he says,
and for a second Yuri feels a flash of true fear. Then Victor sheds whatever anger and annoyance he was carrying, and smiles at Yuri like normal.
Let's go to the ocean.
They're standing on the dreary beach, clouds blocking out most of the sun. Yuri's got his knees pulled up to his chest, but Victor's relaxed, almost lounging. Kaida and Vasilisa are wandering down the beach, trailed by Makachin. They're pushing the limits of their training. Vasilisa continues forward until it's clear Kaida can no longer follow, and then doubles back. Yuri can sense that Kaida wants to train some more, but they can't afford the time and exhaustion it would take at this point in the season. They've managed with what they've got so far, and...
The seagulls here remind me of St. Petersburg, Victor says, gazing out at the ocean.
Vasilisa jumps at a gull that swoops too close, paws thrashing in the air, but she doesn't catch it. Missing it doesn't look like it was an accident.
I never thought I'd leave that city, Victor continues, sounding so wistful and resigned that Yuri feels a pang of guilt strike him. So I never used to notice the seagull's cries.
Makachin ambles back, and Victor scratches him behind the ears.
Do you ever have moments like that?
Yuri sucks in a breath, releasing it shakily. His heart thumps in his ears.
There was this girl in Detroit, he says.
He feels a sudden burst of joy from Kaida. She and Vasilisa are at the waterline, play fighting, and the happiness bolsters Yuri into continuing.
She was really pushy and kept talking to me.
One time, a rinkmaid got into an accident, and I was
a mess with worry, honestly.
A boat putters past, and Kaida jumps and dives at Vasilisa, burying her nose in Vasilisa's wet fur. Victor remains patiently silent, and Yuri takes another deep breath.
I was in the hospital waiting room with that girl. She tried to hug me, to comfort me, but I pushed her away without even thinking about it.
Why? Victor asks, when Yuri stops for a beat too long. I didn't want her to think I was unsettled. I felt like she was intruding on my feelings or getting too close to me or treating me like I was weak. Something like that. And I hated it. Later, I was thinking about it and I realized that everyone else in my life, Minako, Yuko, Takeshi, Pijit, my family, they don't treat me like I'm a weakling. They all have faith in me, that I'd keep growing as a person, but they never stepped over the line. Yuri, you're not weak. Victor says this softly, but it's the conviction in his voice that startles Yuri. No one else thinks so either. Silence falls between them, and they stare out at their daemons who are frolicking in the shallows despite the chilly weather. What do you want me to be to you? Victor asks suddenly, out of nowhere. Yuri is blindsided. A father figure? No, Yuri replies, almost before he's had time to process it. A brother, then? A friend? No, Yuri says. More, he thinks. So your significant other, then? Yuri's heart skips a beat, painfully. No! No, no, no! He stops for a second, because he needs to put his thoughts in order, because... Yes. Yes, he wants. He wants Victor. He wants to have Victor there with him. He wants to talk to him. He wants to run through choreography and talk about the merits of particular jumps and watch Victor skate. But he also wants to know Victor's favorite food, even when his diet won't let him eat it. And he wants to have his ideas verbally torn to shreds. And he wants to accompany Victor on walks with Makachin, even if it's 7 a.m., and... And that's the thing. He wants Victor because he's Victor. Not because Victor's trying to appease him, or to make him a better skater, or whatever he might have intended by that comment. I want you to be you, Victor, Yuri says. Somehow he's standing, and Kaida and Vasilisa have come back. Kaida's weight leaning against his calf is grounding. Victor finally turns to look at Yuri, eyes wide. I want you to be you. I've always looked up to you, and these past few days, I only ignored you because I didn't want you to see how... I didn't want you to see my shortcomings. Yuri ducks his head as he says that, pointedly not making eye contact. But I promise, I'll make it up to you with my skating. There's a soft chuckle, and then an outstretched hand makes its way into Yuri's field of vision. Okay then, Victor says. I won't go easy on you. That'll be my way of showing my love. Yuri takes Victor's hand, silent and amazed. Usually, only Pijit is able to parse Yuri's train of thought, and yet, here Victor is. Whenever I open up, he meets me where I am. Vasilisa walks forward and gently licks Kaida's nose. I shouldn't be afraid to open up more. Kaida licks Vasilisa back. She agreed to redo the music. Yuri is practically vibrating as he tells Victor the news. Kaida actually is vibrating. Victor smiles, though Vasilisa puts a paw on Kaida's face, slowing down her hopping. Good. I look forward to it. Victor nods, and Yuri nods back. Until the music comes, I need you to teach me jumps, Yuri states. He's blushing, he can feel it, but Victor's smile only broadens. All right, we'll start today. I've thought about this for a while, Victor says, doubled over and panting against the wall of the rink. But you have incredible stamina. Yuri blinks at him. We've only gone through it 13 times, he replies. I can do at least a few more. Only 13 times, Victor mutters, head dropping. He continues muttering while he cleans off his skates, but Yuri's not paying attention, focused instead on the whirl on the crown of Victor's head, where his hair, for lack of a better word, starts. Yuri pokes at it. Victor freezes. Sorry. I just couldn't help myself. Yuri scrambles backwards as best he can and skates.
Is it really getting that thin?
Victor says, devoid of inflection. He doesn't even bother looking up.
No, it's fine. Everything's okay.
Yuri says, emphatically shaking his head. Victor nonetheless droops onto the ice until he's little more than a prone lump.
I'm hurt. I can't recover from this, he says,
and Vasilisa springs over the wall in the ice rink, landing next to Victor and sniffing at him. Then she imitates him, dramatically collapsing on top of Victor and pinning him to the ice.
I'm sorry,
Yuri shouts, bowing equally dramatically, and Kaida joins in the fray, running in circles around them.
Please get up.
There's a yelp and a hiss as Yuri jumps onto the bed, and Makachin slinks off with a betrayed expression. Victor sits bolt upright, though his eyes are still half-closed, and Vasilisa is staring at Yuri with flattened ears and wide eyes. Yuri doesn't care, though, and holds the earbuds to Victor's ears. He presses play, and watches as Victor slowly wakes up more and more as the music continues to play. By the end, he's smiling broadly, and the nod he gives Yuri has Yuri fist-pumping the air. Victor taps his pen against the small notebook they've been using to keep track of Yuri's required technical elements. They've been modifying the choreography to fit better with the new version of the music. Yuri waits patiently for whatever Victor's about to say, because now he knows Victor's expressions, and this one speaks of being lost in calculating thought.
If you want more impact, what if we change your last jump to a quad toe?
Victor finally asks.
Huh?
Yuri says.
The last one?
Kaida asks. Victor nods.
With Yuri's stamina, I think he can pull it off. Unless,
Victor says, leaning into Yuri's face, you'd rather not.
I'll do it.
Yuri returns instantly. Victor grins, teeth showing. His expression reminds Yuri of Vasilisa just for a moment. Then it's gone.
Okay,
Victor says, but his voice is laced with approval. He starts to head towards the lockers, but stops and looks back at Yuri.
Oh, I wanted to ask. Did you change the theme of your music?
Ah, Yuri says, running a hand through the hair at the nape of his neck.
What is it?
Victor asks, head tilted.
It's with regards to my love, Yuri says. He's worried for a second, not that Victor will outright dislike it, but that he'll think it's...
Yuri doesn't even know what he's worried about. That Victor will think it's too childish? But the soft smile that spreads on Victor's face allays Yuri's fears.
That's the best theme,
Victor says, his voice equally soft. At his feet, Vasilisa rubs her head against his thigh.
It's perfect.
There's an unofficial family-and-then-some dinner on the night that the Grand Prix assignments are announced. Yuri isn't invited so much as he is forced into a chaos and confetti-filled living room. The Nishigori family is there in its entirety, and Kaida gets mauled by three Arctic Fox puppies the second she steps foot through the doorway. Minako's also there, somehow waving another infernal banner. Why does she always have banners? As are Mari and Yuri's parents. And, of course, Victor, who pats the area next to him that's not taken up by either a snow leopard or a dog in a clear invitation to Yuri. Thanks, Yuri says, leaving the, I think, part silent. He pulls a few confetti from his hair. Then his parents and Mari get an introduction to figure skating, the slideshow, presented by the triplets. And finally, Yuri's told his assignments.
Yuri will be competing in the third event, the Cup of China, says Loop.
And Yuri's former rinkmate, Pijit, will also be there, says Axel.
Yuri brightens at the mention of Pijit, and Kaida gives a little jump of excitement. "And his second event will be Russia's Rosslotom Cup," says Lutz. "And there, Yuri will face his fated rival, Yuri Plisetsky." This time, Yuri groans. Makachin seems to pick up on the excited atmosphere in the room and whines. Victor comforts him, telling him that he'll be tending the house while they're away, and Yuri realizes something. "This will be my first year competing without Victor in the Grand Prix lineup." As if they could hear his thoughts, Takeshi and Yuko are the next to speak.
"When you show up with Victor as your coach, I bet people are going to think you stole him from the sport," says Takeshi.
"Ooh, the whole skating world's going to hate you." Yuri's face must be something awful, because Yuko hastily tacks on. "But of course we fully support you, Yuri."
"Definitely," Minako adds, and Reiji twirls around behind her.
"We'll be coming out there to support you. I even have my banners already made," she says, waving the banner in question. "First up is Cup of China."
"Wait a minute," says Lutz. Her daemon, perched on her head, lets out a whistle.
"Last year, Yuri, in Nationals," says Axel, her daemon held in her arms, and Yuri suddenly knows where they're going with this.
"I think I finished 11th because I messed up my prep," Yuri says.
"Oh," says Yuko.
"So you have to go and compete in the regional competitions again," finishes Takeshi. Victor, who's been silent so far, leans onto Yuri.
"What's going on?"
he asks, and Yuri berates himself for not translating sooner. Victor's Japanese is coming along, but it's not quite at the level necessary to follow their conversation yet.
Sorry. We were just talking about the domestic competitions," he says.
"Since he did so badly in Nationals last year," Yuko says cheerily in English, her tone and words very clashing in Yuri's mind.
"He has to work his way up from the bottom, with all the qualifying matches. So his first actual competition this year is the Chugoku Shikoku Kyushu Regional Championship. It'll be his comeback competition."
"You're our top skater. Any domestic competition is going to be easy as pie for you,"
Takeshi says cheerfully, slapping Yuri's shoulder hard enough that Yuri thinks it will leave a mark. Saya sits on Kaida. Yuri thinks it must be meant as a loving gesture.
"Oh, but Minami Kenjiro will be competing there," says Loop.
"Yeah, he beat Yuri in Nationals last year," Lutz adds.
"He'll be fine,"
Takeshi asserts, patting Yuri again, though softer this time. Yuri smiles wanly at Takeshi. Takeshi's always honest, he thinks, and tries to make himself believe it.
"Yeah," he says, and tries not to let the impending wave of anxiety drown him.
"Yuri, try to dance more like you're seducing me,"
Victor yells out over the ice one day in practice. Yuri stumbles over his subsequent step sequence, but adjusts himself quickly. What Victor's telling him makes sense, considering the story of the piece. But still, does he have to say it like that? Yuri thinks about last season, and this season, and how this season is his last season a lot. He'd already made up his mind months ago, back when he'd just won Hot Springs on Ice, that this was going to be it. He slowly peels his socks off, and even Kaida winces as he does so. He's burst a blister, and is bleeding somewhere else, and the soft fabric of his socks sticks to the wounds. It stings.
"Yuri," Kaida says, shuffling closer.
A fluffy clump of shed brown fur drops to the floor, dissolving quickly into dust.
"You have to be more careful."
Yuri grunts, busying himself with the application of antiseptic. It's not that he doesn't want to take care of himself. It's just that, when he's on the ice, everything else seems to fall away. Yes, his feet hurt, but it's bearable. Yes, his hips and knees are covered in bruises from falling. And yes, sometimes his legs tremble so much he can barely skate straight. But the ice. He loves it. Yuri is just applying the paste and leans back on the bench to let it dry, his attention wandering until it settles on the TV.
It strikes him that it was here, in this very room, where Yuri first decided that skating wasn't only going to be a hobby for him. Here in this room, as he watched Viktor Nikiforov advancing through the ranks of international skating. Viktor. Yuri sighs, leaning back forward, pressing his elbows to his knees and the heels of his hands to his eyes, shoving his glasses up. Kaida jumps into his lap, wiggling to fit in the space under his chin. Please, God, he thinks. I don't know how long Viktor will stay around, or how long my body will hold up. Kaida wiggles again, and Yuri shifts to hold her tight, fighting back tears. So please, God, let me have Viktor, even if just for now. His title for the song, a title he and Kaida may have spent a night mulling over, gets Victor's go-ahead, and Yuri feels the approval settle comfortably in his chest. He's got a good feeling about this. Yuri's pretty sure Tokyo is the only reason he has 2 days off this close to the start of the season. Not that he's complaining. He needs a moment away from the Quad Salco. At least long enough for his bruises to actually fade before being renewed. Stupid jump, he mutters. Uh-huh, Kaida returns, yawning. She looks as tired as Yuri feels. Their train is an early one. Makachin gets left with Yuri's parents, partially because of the train travel. She doesn't like it. And partially because the hotel they were planning on staying in didn't allow pets. Absolutely ridiculous. Viktor, for his part, has the audacity to fall asleep on Yuri's shoulder, Vasilisa curled into a ball at his feet. He doesn't rouse until they arrive at Kyoto for their first connection. Yuri quite honestly doesn't feel awake enough to handle this. By the time they arrive in Tokyo, the city is full of bustle, a veritable menagerie. It is crowded enough that not touching another's daemon becomes a real struggle, and Yuri zips Kaida into the front of his jacket to try and avoid just that. Viktor eyes Vasilisa like he wants to do the same, but she's too large and ends up having to settle for evasive acrobatics. They check into their hotel. Just one room, on account of, we have to get used to one another for when competition season starts. And then Yuri is dragged into playing interpreter as they hit up the most famous Tokyo districts. Though he's not even sure he's needed anymore when it comes down to it. Victor's picked up quite a bit of Japanese by now, just trying to breach the language barrier with Yuri's parents. Yuri smiles a bit, watching Viktor try to ask something to an employee, before he gives up and calls Yuri over. They go to Mount Fuji the next day. Viktor and Vasilisa have decided they want to hike it, so all four of them are up early enough that the clouds covering the sky are still more black than gray. Lacing up sneakers and packing backpacks Yuri didn't even know Viktor had with food. In the end, they don't make it very far. They reach a touristy viewing point just as it starts to pour, and umbrellas or ponchos apparently being the one thing they didn't pack, take refuge under the eaves of the gift shop / restaurant. They're all a bit wet, and Yuri and Viktor are hungry, so they snack standing up until both their food and the rain are gone. As crowds of tourists slowly begin to reappear, Viktor grabs Yuri's hand and drags him over to an outlook. The skies have partially cleared now, and looking over the bay as they are, they can see a stream of sunlight filtering down to the water. It's very photogenic, and Yuri snaps a picture to send to Pajit. He turns back to Viktor after a minute, only to see Viktor looking at him, a few small wrinkles in the corners of his eyes. Yuri doesn't know how to interpret that look. What? He asks, holding Kaida a bit tighter in his arms. Nothing, Viktor replies. Kaida continues to stare, her pale eyes looking blue in the light, but Viktor turns back out to the view, a small, wry smile on his face. The wind blows back his bangs, and it makes him look younger. Wild, like his daemon, and yet serene, in a way both godly and all too human. After a few seconds, Viktor notices that Yuri's still looking and raises an eyebrow at him. What? He asks, tone making it clear he's imitating Yuri from earlier. Nothing. he says too quickly and wonders why he's blushing. In his arms, Kaida wriggles. The change of seasons is marked, for Yuri, as it always is, by the dual indicators of Kaida's fur and proximity to competition. As the end of September approaches, Kaida is left with only a few clumps of brown fur, stubbornly peeking out through the longer, pure white that is her winter coat. Yuri thinks it's fitting that Kaida always looks the most suited to the ice when Yuri himself is required to compete on it. Yuri has a panic attack the week before the competition. He mostly manages to hide it from Victor and Vasilisa. Yuri feels guilty about this, especially after their talk on the beach, but the thought of Victor seeing him at his worst is still worse. So Yuri sits down and shuts up, and lets Kaida lick away his tears in silence. He catches them sending concerned glances towards him and Kaida every once in a while, but writes the lingering symptoms off as a cold and holds to that, until Victor and Vasilisa are forced to accept it, or at least not to question further. Of course he draws first. Of course he does. The first day of competition is always the worst. Between Victor's overconfident interviews and Minami's misplaced fanboying, the pressure Yuri is feeling is constricting. Up till right before his skate, Kaida's reminders to breathe deeply are probably the only thing keeping Yuri from outright collapsing. By the time warm-ups are over, Yuri is breathing a bit easier. Skating always works wonders for him in that sense, at least. But he's still tense, and his mind hasn't calmed at all. His nervousness is even rubbing off on Kaida. Given that he relies on her to keep a level head for both of them, it doesn't bode well. He takes a sip from his water, struggling with swallowing around the lump in his throat. "Yuri, turn around," Victor orders, looking annoyed. "Huh? Why?" "Just do it." When Yuri finally does, he's folded into a warm embrace. Camera flashes reflect off the ice. "Seduce me with all you have," Victor says, his voice low and measured in Yuri's ear. "If your performance can charm me, you can enthrall the entire audience. That's what I always say in practice, isn't it?" "Right." Somehow, inexplicably, that's enough to calm Yuri enough that he doesn't feel like there's a buzzing in his head anymore. "Just skate like you do in practice," he tells himself. He gets scolded by Victor for his sloppy jumps, and reminded bluntly that his coach is the current world record holder in both the short program and the free skate, and could probably skate Yuri's routine better than he could, half asleep and with one hand tied behind his back. It's disheartening. Kaida nips his hand to bring him out of that train of thought, just in time to catch Victor telling him to lower the jump difficulty in his free skate tomorrow. Yuri disagrees, but Victor slams him with coaching logic, and then they have to settle in to do interviews and watch the rest of the skaters. Yuri does have one saving grace, though, and that is the field. The field is, well, Yuri'll be honest with himself, the field isn't deep. The skaters are good, yes, they have to be to get to that level. Minami especially makes a splash, thrilling the audience with his cheerful performance. But they're also young, and Yuri has 5 years of competition experience on the oldest of them. Even through his nerves, Yuri outskates them all. "And by a wide margin, too," comes the gentle reminder from Kaida as they stare at the scores that night. "You've got this," she says out loud. "And if I don't?" he asks, mind flashing to the Grand Prix. Evidently Kaida's thinking the same thing. "Then that's that," she replies. Yuri exhales slowly. "Then that's that," he echoes, and tries to get at least some sleep before tomorrow. As the skater in first place, he goes last, which means he has to wait and watch all the competitors skate first. The knowledge rests uneasy in the pit of his stomach. Yuri gets scolded by Victor again during warm-ups, this time for, in Kaida's words, being a dick to children. Victor's right, though, and when it's Minami's turn to skate, Yuri shouts out his encouragement, and Kaida goes as far as sneaking into the competing Daemon's area of the rink and giving Minami's Ermine Daemon a quick foxy hug. Yuri watches some of Minami's skating, but then Yuri ducks out of the rink in general, stretching in the hallway. All going last means to Yuri is that he has more time to completely freak out about his program, and his skating, and himself, and his lack of worth as a person, and... ow! Kaida bares her teeth at him, not threateningly, just as a reminder to stop fucking thinking like that, Yuri. He wonders if other people's souls get as exasperated with their people as Kaida does with him. Not that he doesn't deserve it, of course, but... Kaida's teeth get flashed again, and Yuri stops thinking, choosing instead to head up to the roof. He finishes stretching up in the fresh air, occasionally stopping to stroke Kaida's fur. As his warm-up playlist runs down to an end, Vasilisa appears, and Victor shortly after her, summoning them back down to the rink. Victor gives him some lip balm, Vasilisa gives Kaida a cheerful head rub, and then it's Yuri's turn. He gives Minami a slap on the back before heading out onto the ice. Then he's gliding, dancing on his blades, and the rest of the world drops away. And then Yuri's done, and his forehead hurts, and his nose hurts and feels itchy and wet, and he thinks his eyes might be watering, but he holds his closing pose until the music dies completely down. He's honestly a bit shocked at the amount of cheers coming from the crowd. He drops the pose and waves at them, and then sheepishly turns back to Victor. He deflates a little. Victor is standing with a serious expression, his arms crossed in front of him, and half his face obscured by his bangs. And, for a moment, Yuri's worried he's really upset him. He rubs the back of his neck. Victor pushes his bangs back and looks straight at Yuri with a determined expression. And then he opens his arms. It takes Yuri a half second to process, but when he realizes Victor's offering him a hug, he breaks into a wide smile, borne by the relief of Victor's lack of anger, and skates forward with a skip, gaining speed until he gets close enough to make a jump for it. Victor moves out of the way at the last second, pulling his arms into a gesture of surrender. "Watch the blood," he says cheerily, as Yuri lies on the ground where he's fallen, most of his body throbbing in time with his heart. Yuri wonders as Kaida jumps on top of him and begins to lick every bit of his face she can reach if Victor will always be this way at the end of a competition. "Probably," he hears Kaida's mental voice say. "Oh well," Yuri thinks back. He smiles a bit as Victor squats down next to him, waving a hand in front of Yuri's face, Vasilisa appearing concerned over his shoulder. "It's worth it." The end of chapter 3. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post.